world, cosmos, are oikoumene. These two words are both translated world, but they are different in application and meaning. The meaning of cosmos is determined by its context to identify which particular world is under discussion, whereas oikoumene means the inhabited or civilized earth of the Mediterranean region. We can see oikoumene easily in verses such as Luke 2:1, where Caesar was to tax all the world, and Acts 11:28 about a famine throughout all the world. In Acts 17:6 we read where the disciples turned the world upside down. In Acts 19:27 we read about all Asia and the world worshiping the goddess Diana, and in Acts 24:5 about Paul being said to be a mover of sedition throughout the world. In Revelation 3:10, Jesus speaks about the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world. In Romans 10:18, we are told the word of God went into all the earth and into the ends of the world. When we remember that both parts of Israel were scattered among the nations, this is easily understood. We might say that the cosmos of Israel, or the world of Israel, was scattered throughout the oikoumene, the world that was inhabited. Jesus came into the oikoumene, Hebrews 1:6, to minister to the cosmos, or the nation, or the world of Israel. Once we understand this, we can correct verses which the universalists use, such as 1 John 2:2, quote, "And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for, that is, the sins of the whole world." Here the world, the word for world is cosmos, not oikoumene. The whole is holos, which means every bit and every whit of the cosmos it refers to. The context shows John is saying that the perpetuation applies to all of Israel. It also helps with Matthew 24:14, where Jesus speaks about the gospel being preached or proclaimed in all the world. Here we find oikoumene, for world, not cosmos. The expression in the world is not to the world. In other words, the gospel is being proclaimed in the world to the cosmos of Israel, or the world of Israel. It is not being proclaimed to all the world. Here Jesus was addressing Israelite disciples about the gospel being a witness to all the Israel nations who were dispersed in the whole world at that time. What world did God love? Does all mankind belong to that world that he loves? Do only certain men belong to that world? Who are these people then that God loves? Where do they come from? These are very important questions which have to be answered and faced up to, like it or not. A very solid foundation has been established from both testaments to build upon, and this shows the world as an exceedingly exclusive, chosen, called, predestined, and elect race of people. Most people have some thought about the existence of a chosen people, and somehow they come up with the label the Jews for these people. The Jews is a generalization which cannot equate to Israel, and Jesus always condemned the Jews for what they were, John 8. So the Jews, as the particular term, cannot be Israel. The two views of the world are two differing gospels. The two views commonly taken are really two separate gospels. One of them must be another gospel or a false gospel. Those who believe another gospel, the Apostle Paul states, are accursed. This is really very serious, so to not be accursed, we have to look well at both gospels. Both cannot be right. One is the gospel of the universalism. One is the gospel of the particular. So think this through well. Either God loves all men, including those God says he hates, or he loves only his elect. Galatians 1:8. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach or proclaim any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached or proclaimed, let him be accursed. After a few more paragraphs, we will have summaries of these two different gospels options to consider. Does God love those he declares that he hates? The Bible tells us of God's hatred as well as God's love. So if God hated even one man, he would not so love the world. He does say, Esau have I hated. If God hated just Esau, then Edom would not be included in the all of go ye into all the world, or the world of God so loved the world. If God failed to save all mankind, then he is not almighty and unchangeable. He must be powerless if the world means all mankind. All men are not saved. Could the death of Jesus and the redemptive love of God ever be in vain? Quoting from R.K. and R.N. Phillips in the Book of Revelation, Part 2, quote, "For those who are firmly convinced that the one who was crucified is gentle Jesus, meek and mild, please note that he is capable of hate. The Greek word is missio, to hate, regard with ill will, to detest, to abhor. This puts the followers of Nicolaitans in the same category as Esau, whom God hated before he was born. If all men are equal before God, why did God hate Esau before he was born? God's love of the elect is in no way limited. He so loved this world of his elect. This is the order of Israel. He loved and sent his Son to redeem. This is for whom Jesus died. We are told he came to save his people from their sins. Scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We have to look at which world is being addressed and see that the whosoever refers to all of that part being spoken about and not all of everything. The context here is Israel. The whosoever is a mistranslation. It literally means the entire one and the entirety of Israel as determined by the context. Now we can go back to the Old Testament scriptures with understanding and see just why it was so important to quote all the scriptures which show that the law and the Ten Commandments were given to Israel alone. It is vital to understand this. Redeeming love can only mean redemption from the curse of the broken law. This law covenant had not been made with all races. Israel is the world Jesus came to save. He brought back or redeemed Israel. That redemption price, by law, could be paid only by a kinsman, according to the law God gave Israel. Hence, Jesus is the kinsman of Israel. He is David's greater son. Jesus is not the kinsman of any other race. John chapter 3. Let us go back to John 3, where Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, a master of Israel. In context, Israel is the world they were talking about. Consider, for God so loved the world. The word for refers to the immediate preceding discussion. This provides the context. To whom is Jesus speaking? This tells us which cosmos is under discussion. The whole subject matter concerns Israelites and a master in Israel, Nicodemus. I quote from John 3, verse 3. They have to be begotten from above, not born again as translated, to be able to perceive in their mind's eye the kingdom. Verse 5 and 7. Unless this spirit is inherited from conception, none can enter the kingdom. 1 John 3, 9. Verse 8. Those who are thus born of the Spirit, Israelites, respond to the call of the Spirit. Verse 14 and 15. And even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. To which race did Moses lift up that serpent? Which race was then healed and cleansed from the serpent bites? It was only Israel. Which world? At the beginning of this lesson, we quoted Mark 16:15 in connection with going into all the cosmos and preaching, that is, proclaiming the gospel to every creature. Which world were the disciples to go into? This is a fair question. When the disciples were sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, to whom and to which world were they sent? When Jesus said in Matthew 15:24, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel, to what race was he sent? Are we to say Jesus was wrong and that he was sent to every race? Are we to say Jesus was wrong in sending his disciples only to Israelites? If they were told, go ye into all the world, why did they not go to the Negroes, the Chinese, or the Indians? Why did they choose only one direction and proceeded to where the children of Israel were? The location of the house of Israel at that time can be easily established historically. Matthew 11:1, he departed thence to preach to their, that is the disciples, cities. In other words, he departed to preach where they lived and their people. Matthew 10:5-7, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as ye go, preach or proclaim, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The disciples were instructed specifically not to go to certain people. The disciples of Jesus went out from Galilee knowing exactly where to find these lost sheep. They were not so lost that they could not be found. Then we have the problem with all and everyone, whosoever, etc. Consider again these two verses. God so loved the world, and go you into all the world. Such verses are the basis of the thought that to go and preach the gospel to every creature of Mark 16:15 refers to going to every person of every race on earth. Let us consider some of the words in these verses. Preach, or caruso, means to proclaim, or to announce good news like a town crier. It does not mean to make disciples, or to evangelize, as many teach. But where were they to make their proclamations? Was it to everyone of every race? Let us look at every creature. The Greek word katesis is given. In Strong's, the answer is as original formation, building, creature, and ordinance. In Vine's dictionary in New Testament words, katizo is used among the Greeks to mean the foundation of a place, a city, or a colony. It is a significant confirmation of Romans 1:20-21 that in all non-Christian Greek literature, these words katizo and its derivatives are never used by Greeks to convey the idea of a creator or a creative act by any of their gods. The words are confined by them to the acts of human beings.